This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of explaining the scriptures and to talk about a literal, real kingdom that God is going to establish. He is going to send Jesus in the very near future. Jesus, the Son of God, God's agent, who will set up a perfect kingdom, a literal kingdom, a real kingdom on this earth when Jesus returns. Talking about the kingdom of God that is future. It's future to our day, and it is the hope of every Christian. It's the biblical concept. It's the biblical truth of what will take place in the future of a kingdom that will be established when Jesus returns. Jesus will set that kingdom up, set up perfection on the earth. And it's a time we look forward to, and I pray that the day is not that far away. I want you to get a Bible and follow along in the passages we'll look at today. And I want to have you get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil to write down the verses that we're going to look at so you can go back and re-examine those passages. This is a biblical mandate. It's something that would help you to be a good student of the Word of God. The Bible is a book to be read. It's a book to be studied. But it needs to be a book that you meditate on day and night. You need to read it. You need to concentrate on the Word of God. And some of the passages we're going to look at, one of them I want you to write down is the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. This is Paul's letter to a man named Timothy, a young man that Paul considered as a son in the faith, a person that you might say he almost adopted him. He considered him as a close friend and a confidant, a person who learned the scriptures under his teaching. Timothy was considered a son in the faith, and he was a dear, dear friend to the Apostle Paul. And he tells him in 2 Timothy, and this is what we've been talking about, being a student of the Word of God, to study the Scriptures. Paul told Timothy to be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Paul tells Timothy, as his son in the faith, to study the scriptures. Study your Bible. And this is what I want to encourage you to do. We often hear of individuals that they'll say something and it might be accurate, maybe it's not accurate, but it's something that they heard somebody tell them. Some of the most important, accurate information comes from what we say comes from the horse's mouth. When you go to the source, when you go to the individual who originally said it, in Scripture, we go to the Scriptures because these are God's words to us. These are God's words, words that were written down under inspiration. We have words that God spoke to prophets, to patriarchs. These were God's words to his servants, and they are written down for our edification, for our use, for our study, to help us, to teach us, to guide us in everyday living. They're God's words to show us how to find him. Mankind, each of us, is an individual with free will. And we can choose to accept or reject anything. And God encourages us through the scriptures to read them. As Paul said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Be diligent. and present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Find out in the scriptures, what does the Bible say? What does it really say? And you may find contradictions. Contradictions simply because there are things that we may have been taught that you might see the scripture to say something different. And we need to study the scriptures. The Bible will not contradict itself. When I said you might find contradictions, you might think it's because you may see things in the scriptures that are different from what we have been told by others down through our generations. You may see something in the Bible and you don't understand what it means. The Bible is a book to be studied. It's to be studied and analyzed and compared. Your Bible has within it, often, what they call cross-references, and they may be verses of scripture down this, in the center margin between the two columns in your Bible, or they might be along the outside edges. But there are verses that there's little numbers and letters within the scriptures, within each verse, and they're called cross-references, and they're like a dot-to-dot where you move from one passage to another, and the cross-references relate to each other. And so it's like doing a dot-to-dot puzzle to connect a thought and a theme. And they're good to follow. Another verse I want you to turn to is the book of Acts, chapter 17. And write this one down and go. And you can go back and re-examine it later. Acts chapter 17. And as Paul told Timothy to study the scriptures, in Acts chapter 17, starting with verse 10, we find that in one of Paul's missionary journeys, he and Silas came to a town called Berea. He'd been to a variety of different communities. But the scriptures say here that the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, which was another town they'd been to. For they, the Bereans, received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. The people in Berea studied the scriptures for themselves to see if what they had been told by individuals was indeed accurate. And Paul gets to Berea, and he sees that they're studying the scriptures for themselves. And he considered them more noble, better students, because they were studying the scriptures for themselves rather than taking the words of those that have spoken to them. And this is what I want you to do. This is why I encourage you to get a piece of paper and a pencil, to write down the passages on a regular basis, and go back and study these verses and see what is the Bible really saying. Find out what they follow the cross references and study the scriptures to see what it is saying to you, because these are God's words to you. You will find words that will help you in times of crisis, how to handle your anger, how to control your tongue, how to develop relationships, how to forgive others, and that's a toughie as well. And one more passage that I want you to look at today is in 1 Peter, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 15. And this is part of studying the scriptures, to study God's word and use both the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're both the vitally important, for they complement one another. Chapter 3 and verse 15, Peter writes, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone that asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." to be able to see what the Bible says, reading it and understand it, and then to be able to give a reason for the hope that you have, to be able to explain what it is you believe. You know, there are a lot of people that say and tell you what they believe. But ask for proof. Show me where in the scriptures where it says this and this. And a true student of the word will be able to not only tell you what they believe, but to be able to explain what they believe by showing you a verse, a passage of scripture, a group of verses, which we would call the context of a thought, to show you book, chapter, and verse what it is they believe and why they believe it. And this is the proof to an individual if you want to show them that they're loved. God loved each and every one of us, and God provided Jesus Christ for us as a substitute. Proof, book, chapter, and verse, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I've told you, God loves you, and he provided Jesus. The proof, book, chapter, and verse, John 3:16. And you should be able to explain that with other passages and other subjects that deal with life. I want you to become a student of the Word of God, to be able to use the Scriptures. And God will bless you as you study His Word. May God bless.